From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. A Joplin man who was appointed to the Missouri Board of Education is suing Governor Eric Greitens for obstructing his vote on the fate of the state education commissioner. John Sumner filed a lawsuit today in Cole County asking the court to determine if he remains a board member and whether Greitens broke the law by rescinding his appointment earlier this month. Sumner's publicly alleged in mid-November that the governor's staff pressured him to vote during a board meeting on November 21st to replace Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven. Less than a day before the meeting, Greitens tried to rescind Sumner's nomination and instead nominate Jennifer Edwards of Springfield. The lawsuit names Greitens, Edwards, and seven board members. The governor's spokesman did not immediately respond to requests for comments. Missouri has received a federal waiver that will allow state residents to board airplanes and enter federal installations using their current driver's licenses and identification cards. Today, the Missouri Department of Revenue announced that the state will have until at least October 2018 to comply with federal Real ID law. Without the waiver, Missourians without a federally approved identification might have been unable to board airplanes beginning in January. After fighting the federal law since 2005, Missouri lawmakers approved a plan this spring to offer the enhanced license, although residents can choose not to use them. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the state hopes to have the new cards available in the next 18 months. Revenue spokeswoman Anne-Marie Moy says Missouri will apply for another waiver next year. Missouri's U.S. senators are backing Joplin's request for a deadline extension on several federally funded tornado recovery projects. The Joplin Globe reports that Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and Republican Senator Roy Blunt wrote to federal emergency management agency officials yesterday, urging them to take a serious look at Joplin's request. About $1 million in federal funds are at risk if Joplin doesn't receive the extension sought last month. The current concerns are repairs to city streets and sidewalks that were pushed back by related federal projects, which had to be completed first. That resulted in the city missing a deadline. Joplin has been working to rebuild from a massive 2011 tornado that destroyed a large swath of the city and killed 161 residents. President Donald Trump will be in St. Charles for a speech Wednesday, his second visit to Missouri in 3 months. The speech announced yesterday comes as Trump and other Republicans seek tax reform. The House passed a $1.5 trillion bill, and Senate GOP leaders hope to push their bill through this week. The package blends a sharp reduction in top corporate and business tax rates with more modest relief for individuals. Republican Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley's office says Hawley will be at the event and supports the tax plan. Hawley is running for Senate in 2018, seeking to unseat Democrat Claire McCaskill. Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.